If you're getting value from these free forecasts and want something personalized for your specific chart, I do one-on-one readings where we look at your transits, your timing, what's activating in your life right now, and what's coming. You can book at IamAstrologyReadings.com. There's also a link in the show notes. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, all accepted. Now let's get to today's forecast. From the throne to service, the lion's final roar, and the virgin's dawn. This is the last week of Leo season, a royal procession where the sun, the king, prepares to step down from his fiery throne and enter Virgo's chamber of service and discernment. The moon, the queen, serves as his escort, gathering counsel from the allies from the sky before the sacred rendezvous for the new moon at 0 degrees Virgo. But this transition is far from simple. Chiron, the wounded healer, threads through every major moment, demanding we transform our deepest wounds into sources of wisdom and strength. Meanwhile, Mercury and Mars dance to their own dialogue throughout the week, a rolling sextile that fuels both bold communication and strategic action until Mercury finally starts pulling away on Friday. So what is this week's central themes? The wounded healer at 26 degrees Aries becomes this week's spiritual conductor, activating healing opportunities through the sun on Monday, the moon on Wednesday and Friday, and Venus on Friday. This isn't gentle healing, it's fire medicine that demands courage. We also got a rare three-part sextile that creates opportunities for bold self-expression and strategic action, but only for those who act quickly. By Friday, the window closes. We have karma happening at the 26th degree. Multiple planets activate this degree of benevolence and justice, asking us to balance generosity with appropriate boundaries. We also have Leo's final test. The sun reaches the critical 29th degree Leo on Friday, a do or die moment for authentic self-expression before Virgo's practical precision takes over. So let's break it down. On Monday, we got a threshold of healing. Gemini moon sextile Chiron at 26 degrees. Sun in Leo trine Chiron in Aries, 26 degrees. The moon enters Cancer, square Saturn and Neptune in Aries at 1 degree. The week opens up with naming the wound. The Gemini moon sextile to Chiron invites curious observation rather than dramatic wallowing. Why does this always hurt in the same way? There's a sense of pattern recognition, of finally seeing the themes that Chiron keeps bringing up. Then the sun trines Chiron, turning the spotlight directly on identity wounds and the possibility of healing through self-expression and courage. This is the Leo gift, the ability to transform pain into radiant authenticity. Your wound becomes part of the crown, not your shame. By evening, the moon enters Cancer and immediately squares Saturn and Neptune at 1 degree Aries. This cardinal square brings a reality check. Healing isn't just about insight. It's how well you handle discomfort when emotional sensitivity runs up against limits and blurred boundaries. Where can you speak your pain honestly while still holding yourself gently through the growing pain? On Tuesday, bumps, blessings, and destiny. Cancer moon square Mars in Libra. Moon conjunct Jupiter in Cancer, moon trine North Node in Pisces, moon conjunct Venus in Cancer, early Wednesday. Tuesday begins with friction as the Cancer moon squares Mars in Libra. Emotional security collides with rational assertion, potentially stirring irritability or passive-aggressive tensions around fairness and balance. But this tension transforms quickly. The moon conjuncts Jupiter, expanding feelings and bringing generous, optimistic energy. As she moves between Jupiter and Venus, cradled between the two benefics, the atmosphere becomes deeply supportive and nurturing. The trine to the north node has karmic significance. Pay attention to subtle openings, the people, feelings, and dreams that whisper, come this way. Choices made tonight, especially in relationships, align with your soul's path rather than just short-term comfort. Which relationship choice tonight feels like a karmic yes, not just a cozy maybe? On Wednesday, tenderness to fire. Moon conjunct Venus in Cancer, then squares Chiron. Moon enters Leo. Moon trine Saturn and Neptune in Aries, sextiles Uranus in Gemini, and opposes Pluto in Aquarius. Mercury Mars sextile peaks. Mercury begins separating. The early hours carry Cancer's final tender moment. The moon conjuncts Venus, then brushes against Chiron's womb. Vulnerability around safety, belonging, and care surfaces briefly because of the day's dramatic transformation. By dinner time, the moon enters Leo and everything ignites. What was quiet and inward turns bold and expressive. Almost immediately, she faces a complex web of aspects, a trine to Saturn and Neptune, fire to fire support where emotional courage fuels both vision and structure, an opposition to Pluto. Personal radiance meets collective power dynamics, heart versus system, and the sextile to Uranus and Venus. Sparks of genius and sudden breakthroughs in creativity or communication. This is this week's pivotal point, leaving emotional vulnerability behind and stepping into creative ignition. But Pluto's opposition reminds us that true expression requires confronting deeper transformative forces. Where can you express boldly tonight without losing sight of deeper transformation being asked of you? On Thursday, the heart speaks. The moon conjunct Mercury in Leo. Moon sextile Mars in Libra. Mercury continues separating from Mars. The Leo moon meets Mercury, merging emotions with voice. This is storytelling with heart, courage, and color. Feelings pouring into words that carry both passion and precision. The sextile to Mars adds strategic charm and artistic timing. This is the emotional, mental crescendo of the week. If you've been waiting to pitch, declare, or confess, this is your moment. But remember, Mercury is already pulling away from Mars. So what's spoken today may need time to develop into concrete action. What declaration today deserves a concrete next step, even if the full plan arrives later? On Friday, the Leo finale at the 29th Aneurytic Critical Degree in Leo. Moon at 26 degrees Leo, trine Chiron at 26 degrees Aries. Venus at 26 degrees Cancer, square Chiron at 26 degrees Aries. Mercury fully separating from Mars. This is this week's emotional and spiritual apex. The sun reaches 29 degree Leo, the critical degree where Leo's lessons reach urgent culmination. The sun reaches 29 degree Leo, the critical degree where Leo's lessons reach urgent culmination. The king stands at the edge of his reign, looking to Mars for support, but Mars sits weakened in Libra. Courage must move through diplomacy. Willpower must play fair. The moon at 26 degrees Leo trines Chiron, offering a flowing release of emotional authenticity. Simultaneously, Venus at 26 degrees Cancer squares Chiron, creating tension between love and boundaries, care and self-protection. The 26th degree carries themes of benevolence. 2 + 6 = 8, which is justice and protection. This day asks for generous giving while maintaining dignity. Love without losing yourself. Where can you offer generosity today while also honoring justice for yourself? On Saturday, the new moon reset. In the pre-dawn hours, the moon meets the sun at 0 degrees Virgo, the pure essence of the Virgin's energy. The king has stepped down from his fiery throne, donned in Virgo's robe of service, discernment, and devotion. This new moon offers a clean slate for organizing your life, setting intentions around health and work, and applying this week's emotional lessons in practical, grounded ways. The crown of Leo yields to the wisdom of humble service. What single practical habit would honor everything your heart learned this week? You've heard me mention Mercury and Mars a couple of times, who's having this communication dance. And throughout the week, Mercury in Leo and Mars in Libra maintain a flowing sextile that creates opportunities for bold strategic communication, persuasive negotiations and collaborations, artistic expression with diplomatic impact. Sunday through Tuesday, peak connection of this energy, ideas flow into action. On Wednesday, final strong contact as the moon conjuncts Mercury. Thursday through Friday, Mercury pulls away. Last call for bold declarations. This aspect rewards those who act quickly on their insights and inspirations. Let's not forget Chiron's healing journey. On Monday, I see my wound, sun trine Chiron. On Wednesday, I feel my wound, moon square Chiron. On Friday, I transform my womb, moon trine, Venus square, Chiron. This progression moves from conscious awareness through emotional processing to relational integration, a complete cycle of fire medicine of healing. This week asks us to bridge the gap between Leo's self-expression and Virgo's humble service. True leadership isn't just about shining. It's about using the light to heal, to serve, and to refine what matters most. The wounds that surface this week aren't obstacles to your growth. They're the very foundation of your wisdom. As Chiron teaches us, our greatest pain often becomes our most powerful medicine, both for ourselves and for others. The new moon in Virgo reminds us, after the fire comes the harvest. After the performance comes the practice. And after the royal drama comes the sacred work of making life more beautiful. One small act of service at a time. I want to thank y'all for joining me this week. I'm Paul Heath. Make sure you come to the website, sign up, subscribe to get the blogs, see the latest stuff. Also, you can come to the website, book a reading. I'd love to have a conversation with you. And as always, you know how I end this. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.